welcome. Hi, everyone. It is so nice to have you with us on Biz Talk Radio, and we have a very fun, fabulous program. Lots of great information. Kicking things off today with the tax director at Online Trading Academy, Michael Ateas. And Michael, welcome. It is so nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on the show, Frankie.
So you have some wonderful suggestions of how we can save thousands of dollars with some overlooked tax deductions. And
right.
So let's talk about student loans, because that's a big one for so many people.
Yeah, that is correct. Student loans, as we know, there's a big debt in student loans, and a lot of people are not aware that you can write off student interest. Specifically, we're talking about children that are no longer living with their parents. They're on their own. They're not claiming by dependent by their parents, but they're not paying the student loan interest, meaning their parents are paying it for them because they can't afford it. Well, it turns out that those students actually can write it off on their tax returns. Their parents cannot because they're not liable for the debt, but the children can. So this is an overlooked tax deduction many people are just not aware of.
Wow. So that could be quite a bit of a savings.
Yeah, up to $2,500 a year.
So I have a question. I'm doing some research and development for a new company that I'm launching. Is that a tax deduction? Might as well ask you. Can I write off all of those expenses that I've used through the years with ingredients?
Well, that's a great question. You know, research and development really doesn't become an expense until you actually start the business. So it's called a startup cost. What you'll be able to do is, if you accumulate all these costs, call them startup costs, and maybe even itemize them based on category, you can depreciate them or amortize them over a period of anywhere between 3 years to 15 years, depending on what category it fits into.
Okay.
So that's how it works. So don't lose those receipts and invoices. Keep the records, because you'll need it once you start that business, if you haven't started it already.
Well, I've already started it. I've already become incorporated.
Oh, great.
But it's just in its infancy stages, but the name and the incorporation papers have already started.
Right. So in that case, you'd be able to, if you already, the question is, when does the business start? And there's a lot of different ways to define that. One way is, when was your first income? When was your first client contact? When was your first order? Or when did you start some business activity? The moment you define that, you'll be able to start using those expenses.
Okay.
or the depreciation of them.
Can you deduct job hunting costs? I know a lot of people still out there wondering if you can.
Absolutely, you can. By the way, you don't have to find a new job. This is very important to deduct those costs. So let's say you're working for an employer and you don't like working there anymore. You know, you're fed up with that place. You're looking for another job, but you haven't landed one yet. You still can write off those expenses. And we're talking about transportation costs if you have to fly somewhere, lodging if you have to stay overnight. You know, some people interview on the other side of the country, cab fares, food. If you're paying any type of headhunter, like an employment agency, you can write those fees off. Obviously, doing your resume professionally, business cards. And today, a lot of people, what they do is they create their own personal website, which is a very neat way to represent yourself. So that is also something you can write off. So we're talking about potentially thousands of dollars per year.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, that's a great tip. That's a really great tip.
Yeah.
What kind of transportation costs can we deduct from our job in general?
So in general, transportation to your job is not deductible. That's basically commuting. That's on us. But if you're using your car for various things, like let's say you're in sales and you drive from a client to client, or you're a realtor or jobs like that, then the transportation from point A to point B, that is considered to be something you write off, which is 57.5 cents per mile. So if you're driving 10,000 miles a year, business miles that is, you can write up to $57.50 a year. If you work in multiple places, some people work for company A, but at three or four different locations. The travel from location A to location B is also considered a write-off. So things like that. And, of course, if you had incidentals where you travel to some place and it was a business expense, but the company didn't reimburse you, then obviously you can write that off.
Oh, that's unbelievable. I didn't realize that. Okay, that's great. This is such good stuff.
Yep.
Tell me about the person who files and takes care of my taxes. Is that fee deductible?
That is definitely deductible. Let me tell you something. When I prepare tax returns for our clients at Online Trading Academy, that's the first thing I put on the return is what they paid us. Because I know for sure that is a deduction for them, and I know for sure what they paid us. And I can't tell you how many times when I review tax returns, I look at it and I see on their Schedule A, there's nothing on tax preparation. And I ask them, who prepared your taxes? I actually can look at the 1040 and see who did it. But I ask them, and they say, oh, this account or that account. I said, how come there isn't any deduction over there? And they don't have any answer. They didn't know they can write off the fees. That's one of the first fees I write off.
So, as tax director of at Online Trading Academy, tell us a little bit about what this Online Trading Academy is.
So, Online Trading Academy is a wonderful company that has about 35 locations worldwide. And what we do is we educate people and teach them how to trade and invest in the financial markets. You know, stocks, options, futures, forex, etc. Lifetime retake classes. It's just a great place to work for. And what I do specifically is I'm in charge of the tax division. So it turns out the taxes for traders and investors is quite unique. So we started up this division and I run it. And I oversee the day-to-day operations of, you know, tax preparation, consultations, planning, etc. But my main focus is on building content for classes that I teach. So I've already developed three different classes. The most recent one is through our Financial Matters program, and it's called Personal Tax Strategies. And what we teach people, the main lesson that we teach people there is that you know, it's great to be an employee, but really the tax system is geared for businesses. If you really want to get ahead in the tax game, you really want to be a business. Because there's so many different deductions and write-offs you can do as a business that you cannot do as an individual.
So, I want to get back to what of our de some of our de deductions. So, I subscribe to a lot of publications. Is that tax deductible?
That could be tax deductible if those publications are used for your line of work. So, of course, you're in media, so obviously you can say it's related to that. So, let's say if you're an investor, for example, and you buy these newsletters that could be very expensive, well, that can become a tax write-off on your Schedule A under investment expenses. Let's say you're a doctor or a lawyer, and you also subscribe to these newsletters, but also you can write that off. But also, if you're just a regular business and you have an area where people wait for you, like a waiting room area, and you buy these magazines for them to read, that's also deductible. So it can add up. I mean, you know, each of these magazine subscriptions could be a few tens of dollars a year. If you
Yeah.
have 10 or 15 of them, it's a couple of grand right there.
That's amazing. Okay. What are some of the other things that we should be really and truly putting receipts away and looking at? I know that entertaining is still a very gray area because, you know, who's to say it's business or not?
Right. With that, there's a simple trick at how to get around that, really. So you're right. It is subjective, and the IRS could say one thing, and you can say another thing. The key is not to try to take real personal expenses and make them business. That doesn't work. But it's just to have the records behind you. So how do you determine if it's a business conversation? Well, you simply talk about business. One of the easiest tips I give our clients is, when somebody asks you, how's business, just say, it's unbelievable, but I can always use some more. And then what happens is that opens up a conversation, or tell me about your business. And that opens up a conversation about business. It doesn't have to be that for 3 hours you talk just about business, but at least that the main conversation was about it. And then it makes the deduction, you can write it off, basically. It's
Yeah.
legitimate.
I know that I do several trips in a year, and they're business trips. I'm off to New York City this weekend for the International Symposium on Alternative Healthcare. And early March, I'm in Anaheim for the natural products, the biggest trade show. In April, there is the Orthomolecular Conference in Toronto. So, I mean, I do legitimate business trips every single year, several of them. You know, I'm assuming my accountant has been able to do that because I just tell him what the expenses are, and he handles it. And I sit down with him for an hour once a year, and that's kind of what we do. And he kind of oversees during the year some of my monthly things. So, he's on top of my accounts, but those are pretty much deductible, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I mean, as long as you have a trip that is completely geared toward business, then absolutely you can write those off. There's no doubt about that.
This has been really great information, Michael. What's the best website? How can people find out more about you and more tips?
Well, they can go to tradingacademy.com or they can go to otataxpros.com and they can find all about it.
Thanks so much. It's Frankie Boyer, BizTalk Radio.